Matt.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Hey, babe, are you a big fan of the movies?
I am.
You see this movie, Prisoners, that came out last week?
Yeah, so this is the movie about the kids in the dingy creeper RV, right?
Correct. It was number one at the box office last week. It's the one starring the Wolverine and the Bottom from Brokeback Mountain. Audiences were saying, I wish I knew how to quit you, to the tune of $20 million in its opening week.
Oh, boy.
This week we have a fistful of movies opening, but I'm only focusing on three that I think will be the biggest successes of the weekend. The first movie up is called Don John and stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt from Third Rock
Matt,
from the Sun. Yes.
Matt, careful.
Sorry. It stars Joseph.
I'm more worried about the next review, where this is going. Go ahead.
Okay. Stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt from Third Rock from the Sun and Angels in the Outfield. Sure, he's been in some movies since Angels in the Outfield, but who cares about those anyways? Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's better known on the streets by the initials JGL, doesn't just star in this movie, but wrote and directed it as well. So when I tell you that his on-screen sex partner in the movie is busty Scarlett Johansson, you can see the brilliance of this guy. Hell, I'm thinking about writing and directing and starring in a few projects now. JGL plays the lead character known as Don John, a greasy womanizer from New Jersey who is addicted to pornography. ScarJo plays the love entrant who just can't seem to be enough of a distraction for Don to stop with his porn obsession. It also stars Boogie Nights' Julianne Moore as an older woman who provides the sexual energy for Don that ScarJo is somehow lacking in. Also making an appearance is the boss himself, Tony Danza. Now, if you can tolerate the over-the-top Jersey accents, this one may be a stimulating experience this weekend. Also new this week...
Sounds like someone's Twitter account, I know, but go ahead.
Also new this weekend is the sequel to the 2009 animated film Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, about food falling from the sky. This second installment bears the same title as the original, with only the number two there to tell them apart. Actually, number two is a pretty good way to describe this, but I'm sure it will still be a hit with the younger audience and stoners. The third
it's
movie...
4 years I put this together, you wonder, right? I mean, 4 years, really? You couldn't come up with Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 in less than 4 years? Anyway, go on.
The third movie that I think will be the biggest hit of the weekend is Rush, brought to us by the guy who played Opie on the Andy Griffith Show, known today as Bald Ron Howard. It is based on the true story of the 1970s rivalry between two Formula One racers. Ron Howard has had some massive hits as a director, especially during the 80s and 90s, including other movies based on true stories like Apollo 13. But this one isn't about being stranded on a trip to the moon, it's about a Formula One race. I wouldn't call the stakes equally as high, but we'll see. It stars Chris Hemsworth, who has been hammering audiences of late as Thor, and the other actor is a foreign guy I've never heard of. Olivia Wilde is also in this, playing a super attractive chick. Initially, this movie doesn't seem that intriguing to me, but I'm a fan of the Opster, so I may give this one a shot, and I think it will steal the number one spot this weekend, followed by Meatballs 2, and that's this week's Matty T Minute.
Okay, so who's working more to get out of their typecasting? Olivia Wilde is a hot chick.
She plays the same character, Noah.
Yeah, she does. She always plays that particular role. She's got no range. Or what about maybe certain someone who played the butler?
Oh, the actor with the lazy, plays it with the lazy eye?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. See, he's typecast. He plays every role like that.
He plays every lazy eye.
every lazy eye role.
It worked once for him, and he just keeps going with it.
All right. He gets it.
He does.
I mean, if you need a lazy eye in your movie...
He's your guy.
Forrest Whitaker.
We've got to take a timeout. Ideal Feet, when we come back, Zone Rewind.